I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Lila Downs is one of Mexico's most well-known singer-songwriters. When the six-time Grammy Award winner is not making music, Lila is an activist for women, indigenous people in Mexico, and human rights. And when it comes to speaking truth to power, she doesn't hold back. That's why the title of her newest album, released last Friday, is so fitting, Al Chile.
Al Chile is a phrase that it's not really a phrase, it's a couple words, that basically refers to being honest and telling it like it is.
When Lila joined me to talk about her new music and her politics, I asked her why she turned to Chile for this album.
It's actually inspired by Chile and this beautiful spice that makes us suffer, makes us sweat, but also gives us a lot of inspiration through food and makes us happy. And we have a very special relationship in Mexico with Chile, but I venture to say in all of Latin America, it's a spice that flavors our lives. Con chile verde bien rebanado, chile chilhuacle puro sabor, y de morita y de habanero, ese provoca mucho sudor.
Con chile verde bien rebanado. When you think about how the president, President Trump, or other politicians in the United States look at the Latino population, particularly when we talk about Mexicans, how do you feel that they're portrayed?
I think that there's a lot of ignorance on both sides. I think, actually, there's a lot of misunderstanding. And that's why I think culture is a great way to, open those windows for people to really learn more about different cultures and traditions. And that's why it's important to know about things like Chile, because I think that it affects identity and pride, and also it makes us smile. And I always look for things that make us happy when things are getting tense.
Speaking of things getting tense, there have been some pretty difficult political moments, in particular this past year. And I'm thinking about the family separation crisis we saw at the border. You have a song on your album, Clandestino, that is very critical of the Trump administration's actions. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, it's actually a cover song. It's a Manu Chao song that was very popular back in the 90s when there was another immigration crisis, I think we could call it. And I think that today the same things are happening, but maybe in a bigger level. It's about the children. I think that when I saw these videos about the children being locked into these detention centers and in such a sad condition, I just couldn't believe that we as a society could permit this to happen. So it's really about singing songs that somehow release this anger, frustration, from my perspective. And I think a lot of people feel the same way.
In terms of your own personal history, you grew up in Mexico and the United States. You were sort of going back and forth as you grew up. How does that personal history inform your music, particularly with this issue of immigration and migration more broadly?
When I was a child, I really denied my Latin and indigenous heritage because I identified much more with the Anglo background. My father was an Anglo-American. But then there came a time of crisis for me where I felt like I was denying myself. So this made me want to study our history in Latin America a lot more, and that's why I ended up studying anthropology. And I still continue to look at music that way, you know, finding issues and subjects where we can learn more about them and also perform them and sing about them and somehow express and teach people the cultural diversity that we have in Latin America and how rich it is, you know.
And particularly when we think about that cultural diversity, I think that often, and when we think about who lives in Mexico, there's often very limited understanding of the languages that are spoken, of the different cultural backgrounds. One of the songs in on your latest album is La Llorona, which is a very well-known song in Mexico. But you don't sing it in Spanish. You sing it in Zapoteco, which is an indigenous language from Oaxaca in southern Mexico.
This is a song that traditionally is sung in Zapoteco in the Isthmus. This album is accompanied by a documentary where we went to this community and recorded the Zapotec children playing on this particular track. It's been important for me to sing in the indigenous languages because they were prohibited to be spoken in my mother's generation and for many generations after that. So, you know, talking to teachers and people who are involved in designing language and poetry and different kinds of expressions in indigenous languages, I think there is preoccupation about these languages surviving. In some cases, they do have probably growing numbers, but most of them are in danger of disappearing. So if there is a way to support these languages, I am very happy to do it because they are so beautiful musically. My mother is Mixtec, and she translated Los Caminos de la Vida, which is this classic Colombian cumbia. She did a version in Mixtec as well.
I want to talk a little bit about the country itself, Mexico, what's happening politically there. Let's talk a little bit about Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who essentially was seen as really bringing change to Mexico. And I was just talking to one of our producers here who has family from that country. And we were just thinking, has he really done that? I mean, it's been a couple months. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that it's a change for Mexico. I think it's taking a long time to reorganize certain things. Of course, we all wish that we could be perfect and and everything would change quickly, especially the violence. We're hoping that things become as they were in the past, where there wasn't that much violence. But I think that we need to require this of him. But at the same time, I think that it's all up to us as well. It's a little of both. I think one of his main gestures is to accept indigenous people and look at them or focus on indigenous peoples. And I think it's going to take a while to work on this. It's not an easy thing to just expect it to change, you know, in a few months or even in a few years. I think these are problems that have complicated solutions.
Lila Downs is a Grammy Award-winning Mexican singer-songwriter. Her newest album, Al Chile, is out now. Lila, thank you so much.
Thank you.